All right, so part three. So what I want to just take a step back and dive back into part two and just re-emphasize, because I didn't properly touch on it before we move on, is what this passive blind attestation role of the cloud chain now enables for Root, and why it makes things so much better and safer and secure and easier and all that, is that you literally cannot be stopped from publishing identity blocks in these publishing transactions, because you no longer have to, without cloud chain, without you no longer have the need to know that the cloud chain mining network has any view of your block publishing server or your website, or of your identity blockchain. So in other words, as long as you can construct a publishing transaction to propose your identity block, and you have a connection to the internet, like, you're pretty much good to go. You just have to find any node on the cloud chain network and get that transaction published on one of the nodes. Now, like Bitcoin, it's going to start with one node and grow, but like any network, right? But the point is, things become pretty unstoppable in terms of you just literally can be publishing these transactions at the cloud chain layer. And you no longer need this, like, congruence or even software that, or you no longer need the cloud chain network to have any knowledge of the layer above, right? So everything gets better. Now, we finished up the last lecture by touching on how you could do an existence proof either the way we're doing it, which is using the cloud chain in these publishing transactions, or using open timestamps would be a second way, or using Bitcoin would be a third way. What I want to talk about is how these things differ, right? And in order to do that, I'm going to introduce a new concept, okay? So, what I want you to think about is these two different perspectives as to how we view a content creator and how we view their creation of a historical record of content, right? So, on the first end, you have a real-time perspective, which is like the people who are the audience of this content creator and who are simply viewing and or interacting with the content creator are provide are from their perspective, what you would call their perspective is a real-time perspective. They're watching this content creation and participating in some cases in real time. And I want to juxtapose that with what I'm going to call the perspective of posterity, which is like, people hypothetically 100 years from now looking at these blockchains at the time that they are living, and the differences between the challenges between proving that a historical record of content was reliably created at the time it was, and proving this concept of pseudonymous-based proof of publication from the perspective of posterity or future generations versus proving it to those in real time who are viewing and interacting with it in real time, because they are very different challenges. You can say it's a lot easier to create you know, pseudonymous-based proof of publication in real time. It's a lot easier to prove it in real time, because if someone is... Okay, so we're going to get to this, right? And this ties into the difference between the three different types of existence proofs, okay? Here's the deal. Take a look at my current, you know, Beat Easy Joe's current historical record of content, right? For instance, just consider that, and consider the fact that the cloud chain does not exist yet. So how are we creating this record? Well, we're using open timestamps to create the existence proofs part of the equation, okay? Because you have this alternation between existence proofs and occurrence proofs, which are like the timestamps within the TSN references that prove that we've passed a certain time. And so consider the way in which I am making content right now, pre-cloud chain, right? Before BC, before cloud chain, right? So what is the potential problem here, you know, from our actually perspective, right? You know, the problem is that I could potentially be creating an alternative historical record of content that is conflicting with the one that you know and love and see, right? Now, if I was doing so, and then one day I just presented a different tip of the blockchain with different set of references therein, like I just removed the last three blocks and presented a new tip of three identity blocks, then everyone... Like, the problem with me doing that is that everyone would know it, right, who has been participating and viewing in real time. And, you know, they'd say, you know, BTC Joe, you know, he's a loser. He's pretending, you know, he's recreating history. And again, like, I would still need to be digitally signing references in this other theoretical fork of my identity blockchain, right? So it's not like I can fake the who, right? It's just that, well, there's like stupid things, like I could say, well, I think the Lakers are gonna win tonight, right? In the public one, and then in the non-public one, I can say I think the Lakers are gonna lose tonight, and then after they lose, then I switch it, right? And so it's like, well, everyone could see that I did that if we're talking about the real-time perspective of viewing things, right? But if you're talking about posterity, right? Theoretically, if no one's talking about that, right? Like from a technical standpoint, you don't want to rely on the fact that, well, if you're doing that, everyone's going to know it, because the people in posterity who are looking at this blockchain, right, and future generations who are looking back on it, aren't going to know that I was providing valid identity-based proof of publication. They're not going to know that I wasn't switching out the blockchain here, switching it out there, and creating my own version of history, right? I mean, not necessarily, at least, unless people were actually viewing each part and calling it out, right? And like, what, you know, and that plays into, well, how popular is someone? If someone's not as popular, then it's probably easier to do. So you get that viewing these historical records of content from the perspective of posterity is very different than viewing it from those who interact with and view it in real time. And it's a much harder challenge to achieve pseudonymous identity-based proof of public from the perspective of posterity. And so herein lies the differences between using open timestamps, as we're doing now, BC, before cloud chain, versus using a cloud chain or... For instance, we're going to get into using Bitcoin in order to do so. And what I'm going to highlight is how you cannot provide valid identity-based proof of publication from the perspective of posterity. You cannot do that with open timestamps, as we're doing now, BC. So there is a very real need to have this blind, and I guess we could call it active blind attestation by a cloud chain network. All right, my G's. So, okay. I think I have effectively illustrated why open timestamps do not work from this perspective of posterity. So now let's talk about the differences between, the differences in blockchain-based existence proofs. So the differences in using Bitcoin versus using your own unique cloud chain, right? In other words, I could simply do op returns from my root address in Bitcoin's blockchain and, you know, still, I guess, designate them with certain prefix characters to say that I'm, you know, engaging in the TSN protocol of publishing and performing the action of publishing identity blocks. And I could just do this in the Bitcoin blockchain today. And so what is the difference between that and in the cloud chain, and why would you choose one or the other, right? So first I'm going to give you kind of the narrative, right? Or the framing, we'll call it, as it relates to pseudonymous-based proof of publication and why cloud chain, having unique cloud chains is the better route to do that. And then I'm going to give you just sort of the reality of why people will do it, okay? And why you're free to engage in it or not to your own, detriment, right? Or missed opportunity cost, right? But hey, I should point out, at least if you were going to use Bitcoin, but use the wider TSN protocol, then we could at least do social networking, do social media without the tech giants and, have a basis for communication. So better to use Bitcoin and not have your own cloud chain and at least use the TSN protocol than nothing, right? At least it would be a step in the right direction, but I digress, right? So here's the narrative, right? Well, first of all, using Bitcoin is going to be much more expensive. And, you know, that's totally true. There's no exaggeration in that, right? And why is that, right? Well, Bitcoin is a decentralized system of global base money, right? Like, it needs to be the most secure system of money in the world. It needs to have the highest value of proof of work behind it in order to secure all of the world's money. So, you know, meditate on that. And that's great, right? That's why we have Bitcoin. But it's not meant, and even the developers, I'm sure, would agree, right? It's not, like, meant for they've had these battles throughout the history of Bitcoin. It's not really meant for other purposes. Now, the creation of OpReturn was sort of a compromise in letting people publish data. But nonetheless, it doesn't change the fact that an OpReturn transaction is still going to be just as or even more expensive as any other transaction on the Bitcoin blockchain, right? Which, over time, if you're doing these throughout your life, is going to be a non-immaterial, or it's going to be a material cost to use, right? To use for these existence proofs, okay? But touching back, right, it is you know, in some senses, much better than existence proofs, or existence proofs certainly wouldn't work, in that, you know, if you have a root key, right, or a root public key, a root address, well, it's still viewable to everyone that, you know, you can't create those two competing versions if you're doing it all on one blockchain. And in this case, we're talking about the Bitcoin blockchain. So if you take it as a given that someone is publishing content under a given address, you have that, characteristic of one record, right? But boy, oh boy, is that going to be an expensive record to maintain. And we're going to get into how that compares to the other parts of the system, where it's just going to be more expensive everywhere because Bitcoin is not meant for this stuff, right? So we're going to get into that as it relates to clout, right? So it's much more expensive because, well, yeah, there's much different game theory involved, right? In Bitcoin versus a cloud chain, there's a much higher reward for, you know, for double spending in Bitcoin, right, than there is in a cloud chain, right? And, like, I was thinking about this, and this could be an entire another topic in and of itself, right? The game theory of cloud chains versus Bitcoin, but I don't think we're going to touch on that today. We're just going to keep it at that. It should be obvious why Bitcoin is much more expensive to use in this capacity, right? So now, from the perspective of posterity, we've established that, yes, Bitcoin is better than open timestamps, but cloud chain is better than Bitcoin, okay? Because you really don't know that. While you can know that there's only one record from a given root key or TSN address on the Bitcoin blockchain, right? You really wouldn't know that they weren't creating alternative records on, say, the Litecoin blockchain or the Bitcoin Cash blockchain or any other blockchain using the same address, right? So a bit silly, perhaps, from the perspective of real time, because it comes back to, well, if you're doing that in real time, people are going to see what you're doing and you'll probably get called out for it, or if there even is people to call it out, depending on how popular you are, right? But when you're talking about from the perspective of posterity, then it's a different conversation, right? So, in other words, you are going to be creating your unique cloud chain because you are saying to the world, you're essentially demonstrating an intentionality, right, to the world that you want to engage in pseudonymous-based proof of publication. And so you're going to literally create this network, this cloud chain mining network, strictly for the purpose of doing so, right? Or solely for the purpose of doing so. And anyone is free to engage in that network and help participate in attesting to this pseudonymous-based proof of publication. So it demonstrates this intentionality, and it prevents this cross-chain publishing, so to speak, from the perspective of posterity, right? Again, in real time, not very feasible, but from the perspective of posterity, especially if someone who's not so popular, by creating this custom cloud chain, you will have been able to claim that you demonstrated your intentionality to the world to create the pseudonymous-based proof of publication, and anyone was free to participate in the time that it was being created, and people in posterity will have known that. Now, this is going to play into a part that I have added to what I was calling booting up your clout chain, okay? And so, in short, in our, like, sequence of events, if you were paying attention to that, like, in the documentation of this all, there's going to be a first step preceding it all where you'll use the Bitcoin blockchain. So this is kind of like the best of both worlds, right? Because Bitcoin is the universal blockchain of the world. It was Satoshi's clout chain, right? But the point is, in your sequence of events, when you're going to boot your clout chain, you're going to do, you could do one Bitcoin transaction, right? That's not so expensive. And you're going to do a hello world op return publishing transaction on the Bitcoin blockchain where you state your IP address of the first node, you know, you're going to be of, you know, your node as the creator of a cloud chain for anyone to participate. So this is going to play into posterity's view of everything is, well, you're kind of telling the world, I'm demonstrating this intentionality, and you're going to use the Bitcoin blockchain, the universal blockchain, to do so. And, you know, anyone who has the Bitcoin blockchain can see that, and they might say, oh, well, maybe I'll go participate and start mining this cloud chain that this person is basically screaming to the world about, right? And then, of course, you have the other sequence of events in booting your cloud chain where you use the first block in the cloud chain to establish your root address for the chain, which would presumably be the same, you know, public key as used in the Bitcoin Hello World transaction, but it's officially established by the first block that is mined on your cloud chain. So wherever that cloud base transaction reward goes to, that basically sets your cloud chain into play, and then you basically establish your block publishing server through your cloud chain, right? So everyone knows where you're going to be publishing your content in real time, right? As opposed to where the record of it is, all right? So anyway, all that is nice and warm and gooey, and you know, the actualese can market it like that if they so please, but that's kind of the narrative of pseudonymous based proof of publication. Now what I'm going to give you is the reality of why people are going to have their own cloud chains, and it has to do with the role of cloud in the system, what it's going to enable you to do, how much things are going to cost, do you value your time or not, and we're going to have to dive into this all in a fourth part because it's too much and we're coming up on 25 minutes. Oh, before I was doing them 30 minutes. Should I just do it here? All right, we'll see. All right, I'll try and give you a little taste, right, because this is going on way too long, but cloud is like essential to the entire system, and you're going to be missing out on a ton by not engaging in it, right? And the whole idea is that social media engagement, interactions, likes, all this stuff is sort of measured in cloud, right? And based on different people's relative values of clout, right? The amount of work that goes behind it. And so how popular is a given reference based on how much it was tipped in clout, right? And so you have this idea of, you know, reference scores, right? Universal, like, clout scores where you could be tipped in people's, a reference can be tipped in multiple people's clout, okay? And boy, oh boy, we're going to really get into all this in the cloud contracts part of this and how it plays into clash tags. And in short, you're going to want to be on the receiving end of a lot of this stuff and engaged in, like, you're going to want to be paid to do social media, right? You're going to want to get money instead of likes, right? But here's the deal. Okay, another big aspect. Notifications are going to be... Having clout is going to be a requisite for creating notifications, at least to some extent, right? There may be some gradient where if it's like people you follow and follow back, and this is gonna, we're gonna get into this in the nature of interactions, like, sure, you may not want to have this cost associated with it, but the point is your time is going to be valued in clout. So basically, like, clout is going to serve as, to some extent, an anti-spam mechanism, and it's also going to just, you know, in a similar vein, reiterate that you value your time, is the shortest way I could put it. So, like, you're free to, you know, either have no value of your time, or you could go to the other... complete other end of the extreme and say, well, I'm going to charge you guys Bitcoin for my time, right? And, well, what I'm going to say to that is, like, I'd much rather just, like, mine your clout, which is going to have a low cost, and if it doesn't, then it just proves that everyone wants to eat at the restaurant. It proves the value of the system. Like, that's why these things are going to have value, right? So, in other words, I'd rather just mine some of your clout to engage with you than freaking pay to buy some Bitcoin to engage with you or use some of the Bitcoin I already have. Bitcoin is meant to be saved. It's meant to be, like, global money that you give to your grandchildren. So, good luck getting people to engage with you if they're going to have to pay Bitcoin for it. But all the more power to you, you know. It's like, I'll go ahead and mine the people's clout who do use clout for it, and you can use Bitcoin, and, you know, you can just literally have no one engage with you, and you can go and find a fucking mountain and, you know, live in a cave there and charge everyone to interact with you, and that's all good and great, while I go ahead and mine everyone else's clout, and they mine my clout, and receive all the clash tag clout I need to make things so fucking popular that they receive, you know, fuck you clout money, and you can sit back and just post and choose not to receive that clout. Like, you see, whether it's on the receiving end or giving end, you're going to want to be involved, and this is going to play a lot into some of the later talks, especially as it relates to clash tags and cloud contracts. So I don't want to give too much away, but I think I gave you a little taste. And the missing piece of the puzzle outside of the pseudonymous proof of publication based perspective of things is that clout is going to be like an essential piece of the puzzle of this whole system, and it's going to make everything fun. So, you know, people, this is part of the reason why shitcoins have so much value, is because people just want to create money to do things so badly that they've created all these useless things. Here, we're going to create things that actually provide utility in a wider system, and we're essentially going to steal all the fucking value in the market cap of these social media companies and give it back to the people, or at least that's the plan, right? So I think we're going to end it there, and I think we may have actually finished our first topic of like five, maybe six fucking topics. So that's going to be it. Your truth. And then there was Cloud Chain. Peace.